Maybe they figured my confinement with a specter qualified as punishment enough, and I was soon released from the Jackson County Jail. I headed west, drifting more or less without direction, until I ended up in a hole-in-the-wall town oddly dubbed Never Sweat. In a general store there, I came up a bit short for some sundries I aimed to purchase. The kindly owners were about to give it on credit when a jocular man with whom they were familiar paid my entire bill. Referring to himself only as Robert, he said that if I'd help him load his wagon and haul his provisions back to his ranch, he'd happily put me up for as long as I'd needed. During the many fine days that followed, Robert and I occupied a great deal of time playing horseshoes, often with his friend Elsie. Some days the three of us made perfunctory attempts to work his ranch, which was about as unproductive as any I'd seen in my life. However, the financials of the ranch seemed of little, if any, concern to Robert, and we were always soon back to horseshoes.